The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd, and here's what's happening in entertainment. A U.S. Army captain has to escort his mortal enemy, a Cheyenne war chief, home to die in a new Western starring Christian Bale and Wes Studi. VOA's Penelope Pulu tells us about Hostiles.
Captain, you do know Chief Yellowhawk. The Army wants to be certain that the chief gets home to Montana safely without incident.
After years of brutal fighting between whites and Native Americans, Army Captain Joseph Blocker is told by his superiors to escort his dying mortal enemy, Cheyenne Chief Yellowhawk, from New Mexico to his ancestral land in Montana. Christian Bale offers a powerful performance as the U.S. Army captain, legendary for his merciless attacks against the natives. Yet, despite his potential for savagery and unbridled rage, his character exudes a quiet dignity and stoic resolution. Cooper's Hostiles looks at the human capacity for committing atrocities by both sides as they fight for survival in an inhospitable landscape.
There's a horror element to this. I think there's this kind of imprisonment that certainly I can say my character's feeling. And one at the same time, like the absolute beauty of this landscape and of America, but how it can be absolutely horrific at the same time when you've had so many friends die for this land.
Still, the emphasis falls on the gradual reconciliation between the two mortal enemies, Captain Blocker and Chief Yellowhawk, played by acclaimed Native American actor Wes Studi.
I think it's very accurate in that it's not a full-blown reconciliation. It's simply a matter of having a common foe, not only the Comanche, but the weather, the land, the robbers, or the fur traders.
Studi says these alliances have never quite bridged the divide between whites and Indians. Even today, he says, Native Americans are losing their lands to oil and mineral extraction. Well, Studi says the positive focus of Hostiles on reconciliation, redemption, and healing provides a cathartic outcome for the film. But audiences should not expect Native Americans to ever forget their treatment. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.
For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from The Voice of America.